Welcome to Feathercast. Today I'm speaking with Ted Dunning, who is an officer at the Apache Software Foundation. Thanks for speaking with me.
Happy to be here.
So what is your role at the foundation?
Well, I've never quite figured that out. Right now I'm on the board of directors, but it's kind of just gone from one to another to another. I started with Mahout about 10 years ago. Isabel suckered me in by asking me questions and considering what I was saying. And that was a great lesson in community building, actually. And from there, it went to other projects like Drill and so on. And from there to Incubator, where I mentored a whole bunch of projects, projects that I already knew, projects that I didn't know. So new like Flink, didn't know like Apex. Now it's the board of directors. But it's just the Apache phase of my open source career or trajectory, I think is more of a word for it.
Now, in the incubator, what did you see your role as a mentor? What was the most important thing that you felt you had to communicate to projects?
Well, there were two things that needed to happen, I think, at incubator. One is to help projects become Apache projects more reliably and sooner. The key there is to convey what Apache's about, that we're consensus-driven, that votes are a defect, that we're trying to build something together, and we're trying to build something that will outlast each of us. And that the reasons for all of the apparently arbitrary things like very strict licensing, very strict dependency control, all stem from that attempt to make something that really lasts a long time and that is highly consumable. Most people, once they get that, they go, oh, well, that makes total sense. But most people, frankly, before they've been talked to about that, think it's just absurd. And in fact, from the standpoint of a single person having run an open source project on GitHub or something, it is absurd. Well, actually, it makes a lot of sense even there. But when you just start writing your own code and so on, then those considerations just haven't been a part of a lot of projects' histories. We also have the projects that come from corporate settings, and those have their own sets of preconceptions about what they want to do and what Apache is going to be. I think that one of the most important changes in incubator is a willingness to say, that just doesn't sound right. Or after incubation for a while, to say, that just doesn't seem right. There's a better way to do this somewhere else. We're not going to be what you want. And I think that was a very, very important thing that incubator has learned over the last few years.
Now, you've recently been added to the board of directors. How long have you been on the board now?
Months.
2 months?
Just a few months. It's not a sudden demarcation in time because there's a lot of spin up.
Sure.
It doesn't matter if you've attended board meetings or followed the board list. It's different being on the inside of the fire hose than on the outside.
What's different?
Well, I feel like I actually have to respond to certain threads as opposed to, eh, whatever, those guys are going to be talking about it for a while. So that's a significant difference. There's actually a fairly focused spurt of effort each month preparing for the board meeting that is exceedingly difficult to schedule given the pace that I have in my day job. But, yeah, it's fine. It's just, it's a surprise.
Now, leading up to the board meeting, we have a board meeting in tomorrow. Yeah, it's tomorrow. What do you have to do to get ready for a board meeting?
Well, there's a lot of reports to read. More than reading them, I think you have to read through them because I wouldn't say almost always, but it's very, very commonly the case that a project that's having problems is having problems because they don't see the problem. Mm-hmm. Therefore, they don't report it, because if they knew they had a problem, they would say, oh, we've got this problem, we're fixing it. Mm-hmm. And so you have to look through what's happening there. And I think the incubator experience has been exceedingly helpful there, because we've seen projects explode in a number of different directions, like, oh, you mean this is different than GPL sort of things, or, no, I'm sorry, I want to run this. to just a lot of other things. And so you get to see, because they're more naive in the Apache sense, get to see projects go off the rails rather dramatically sometimes. Or even just before they come in, they go off the Apache rails anyway. So that, and they never come in, which in some cases they shouldn't. And so you can see hints of that in other more existing, more mature projects.
Well, we really appreciate you making the time to serve on the board.
Yeah, I think that more people should do it. It's a difficult thing. The board has a huge amount of state. And so one of the first things, like 2 weeks after I was elected, here's a vote on the budget, which is clearly a very stateful thing. Like, what was the budget? What was the discussion? And so on. So it's essentially impossible for a brand new director to make any sort of viable, serious decision about something like that. If I were to serve 1 year, which is quite a plausible scenario, I will leave just after I'm qualified to vote on a budget and just before the next budget vote. It's a little bit of an odd feeling. And I think it's probably true that every project has similar amounts of state. Like, we've got a release going, vote on it. Like, what? If you just walk into the project. But we don't have an election and suddenly you're in a new project. You normally lurk for 6 months or 2 years or something before you jump in. And with board, lurking was much less effective than usual for inculcation of what's happening.
Your experience on the incubator, as you said, it gave you insight that many members might not have. If somebody was considering maybe serving on the board next year or the year after, what would you, in retrospect, what would you recommend that someone do?
Well, I think that the two places that you get serious Apache-wide experience at Apache are Infra and Incubator. I think that those are both very, very useful things to do. I think actually, if somebody actually seriously wanted to be a member of the board of directors, first, I would suggest counseling. But secondly, I would also suggest that they go through the board agenda as it's happening. I don't know how visible that is, but certainly if they're a member, I think that they can see almost all of the tool. And WMC, as a tool, is making a lot of Apache tasks much easier. So for instance, just adding a new member of a PMC used to be a sequence of six arcane, very, very difficult to remember steps, just because they were so arbitrary. Mm-hmm. There's a file over here. Oh, by the way, we didn't tell you what SVN repository that's in. Oh, you have to remember SVN, and you have to edit it in a particular way. But now it really is a much more plausible process for new people to do.
The board meets the second Wednesday of every month. The agenda for the board meeting is on whimsy.apache.org, which is accessible to all members. Any member may attend the board meeting, which is a phone call and an IRC channel, and any member may invite someone else to attend the board meeting. So we really do encourage everyone who's available to attend to sit in and see what the board meetings are like.
It's a good thing to do. Just a word of warning, the board meetings go like clockwork, very fast-moving clockwork. It is stunning how fast they move. And it's a complete antithesis to the interminable member list discussions that you see a lot of the time. It's completely professional and straight ahead. It's remarkable that way. And to get the full effect, the phone call is only half the experience. The IRC channel is actually important as well. Part of the reason that the phone call goes so efficiently is that there's back channeling happening. And if, as I did not know, if you don't know about that, the phone call seems somewhat miraculous because people seem to have just picked up on something.
Yeah.
How in the world did they know? So you have to watch the chatter as well. But yeah, it's a grand experience.
Well, thank you, Ted, for your insight, and thank you for serving on the board, and thanks for speaking with me today.
And thanks, Rich, for having such an amazing, cool, nifty microphone.